This episode of the podcast is not really an episode of the podcast. As you can tell from the subject line, this is specifically for Ashley. Ashley, you sent me an email earlier today, and I'm going to read it for everyone so they understand what I'm doing here. This is not to embarrass you at all. In fact, this is out of pure love because I want this to reach you before you make any drastic decisions. And since you mentioned in your email, well, I'm going to read it so others understand. Ashley wrote, "Dear Darren, this is my last attempt to save my own life. Since last night, I can't focus on anything except thinking of ending my own life. I've tried reading, podcasts, nothing is working. I'm writing you to make myself a promise. I won't take my life until I hear your next podcast. It's all I can promise for now. If you read this far, thank you for listening." Ashley, I'm going to respond to you here as well as to your email because I want to make sure you get this before you make any drastic decisions. First, thank you for showing bravery by reaching out. Most people suffer in silence and they're not strong enough to even let others know what they are feeling, so you've already come that far. I'm really sorry to hear that your depression is so overwhelming. You mentioned reading, podcasts, etc. to try and take your mind away from harming yourself, but have you actually spoken to someone yet? And not just sent a podcast or an email. You need to reach out and actually speak with somebody. You can call 211 if you're in the U.S. There's somebody there that you can talk to. Maybe they can find someone near you if you need to meet up with someone face-to-face. I actually called the Suicide Prevention Lifeline today after receiving your email. I wanted to see what they would recommend, and they suggested calling 211. You can, of course, also call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline themselves, toll-free. It's 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. If you want to connect with others who struggle with depression, you can visit 7cups.com. You can download the 7cups app. That app will actually get you talking with others in group settings or even one-to-one, I believe, and that's all free, no charge at all. If you do need professional help, like maybe from a psychologist or a therapist, they do have information there that can lead you in that direction. I don't know what has brought you to this point today, Ashley, so I'm not exactly sure what to say. What I do know is that you are a miracle of creation. You were brought into this world not by some random genetic process, but by the loving hands and will of God, breathing into you your life and your soul. And there is no one like you. He created you, Ashley D., specifically for a reason. And I don't care if people are listening to this and they get all outraged because I'm suddenly now talking about God and they don't believe in God. I don't really care right now because this is a life and death situation. You can take your beliefs and you can just keep them to yourselves right now because I am talking about what I believe to be true and what I believe somebody who is in pain needs to hear. And it would be irresponsible of me. It would be inhumane and immoral of me not to say this kind of stuff. So you may not see, Ashley, you may not see that God created you for a reason right now, but that doesn't mean that that reason doesn't exist. We all have difficulty seeing the bigger picture when we're lost in the woods or walking around in the dark. And while trials do come, God's there to lean on, to ask help from. And when you come out on the other side of this, not if, but when you come out on the other side of this, you'll not only be a stronger person, but you'll be able to use this season in your life to help others who are struggling. You'll recognize somebody who needs help, and you can be their helper in that very moment, the one person that they can turn to who will understand what they're going through because you've been through it, much like you reached out to me because you know that I've been through depression. I know what it's like. The amount of pain that you're experiencing right now is also the amount of pain you can save somebody else from if you can work through this with help from others, allowing them to help you. So please, right now, can you call 211 just to talk to somebody? Right now, before this episode of the podcast is over, before I'm done talking, just pick up the phone and call 211. If that doesn't work for some reason, call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Again, their phone number is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. Please call one of those numbers, Ashley. While I was preparing for this, I'd actually thought of a couple of songs that have always been close to me. Actually, I had a couple of friends back when I was in early college years who saw that I was having some difficulties. They didn't know it was depression. I didn't know it was depression at the time. I wasn't familiar enough to know what depression even was back then, but that's what I was dealing with. But my friends saw that I was struggling, and they sent me a couple of songs that really hit me where I was, and they have been important songs to me ever since. So I'd like to share these songs with you. They've got me through some really tough times, some dark times, and I know they're going to sound outdated because they are over 30 years old at this point, but I do hope the lyrics touch you in the same way that they've reached me so many times through the years. And I'll probably get dinged with a copyright by this, especially on YouTube, but that's okay. I don't really care. Somebody might need to hear the lyrics. Ashley, again, please call 211 or call 1-800-273-8255. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
I'm not afraid to die. when you're alone, your heart is torn, He is all you need. When you're confused, your soul is bruised, He is all you need. He's the rock of your soul, He's the anchor that holds through your desperate time. When your way is unsure, His love will endure, the peace you will find. Through all your years, the joy, the tears, He is all. Familiar sin, He is all you need. Guilt has you paralyzed, it slowly eats you alive, He is all you need. He'll be faithful to you, though your heart is untrue and your love's grown cold. His forgiveness is real, and I'll comfort and heal your sin weary soul. But God loves you so, He'll never let joy, dear, He is all.